Restoration One. This is Steven.
Hey, Steven. This is Charlie over here at Local Splash.
Hey, Charlie, how are you? Is this 5 o'clock already, man?
It's 5 o'clock your time.
Oh, my God. Man, Charlie, I'm hurting, man.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
You know what? Something like that. But I was like, oh, my God. I was looking at my emails this morning, and I was like, okay, boom. Got he's going to call me at that time. I cannot believe it. If I give you payment information right now, can we talk about all the other stuff at a later date?
Yeah, so the only thing that I'm going to need here is just the payment information. I'm going to send everything over to you, and then like you mentioned in the email, we can book the onboarding call for Thursday. That's where really my tech team will call you, and then we can get all the nitty-gritty with like just verifying all the stuff that you do want to target and then the cities you want to also be found in as well.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure, though, everything's correct with the Google Business Profile. So it's going to be the Restoration One of Cincinnati, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the address is the 4295 Yellow. I don't know how to say that word. Can you?
Yeah, but that's not the address on the Google Business Profile, is it?
Is that the address that you verified the Google Business Profile with?
Potentially, yeah. But that is like a private residence. My LLC is formed through that residence, but
okay.
my customer facing address, my address is on Google, is a different address.
Okay, let me see here. Yeah, so on Google, you don't have a physical location, right? You're based out of your home. You're basically working from your truck, right? Or do you have an office?
Nope, office.
Office.
And all of that is based out of the office.
Okay. What's the office address?
It is 1054 Monroe Road. And it's unit number 4, but the official address is STE4. So 1054 Monroe Road, STE4. In Lebanon, Ohio, 45036.
Okay, give me one second. Because I want to make sure that the Google Business Profile is correct as well. Last thing I want to do is make you a new one.
Yeah, no, I cannot.
I don't want that. Yeah.
I have my Google Business Profile is 7 years.
Yeah, and you got like 44 reviews on it, 4.7 stars. Okay.
Yeah.
So the phone number to it is going to be the 513-613-2068, is correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when I type this address in, it does give me the correct address for your Google Business Profile there. I just want to check something as well. Yes, so it has the same, that's the same one as you're listing for Yelp. That's good. Perfect. Okay. I don't know where we got your home address from then. I don't know if that's like from the Angie's leads or what, but I have no idea.
You know what? Maybe Angie Leads is messed up, and maybe Angie Leads has my home address on it, so I will check that.
It could. And you know what? I can actually check for you really quickly. No, it has the Monroe. Weird. Okay. I fixed it, though, for you here. So that's the one you did associate it with, so it's perfect. That's going to be your office. And then the business phone number is going to be obviously the one that's on the Google Business Profile. It's page, the 513.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then I already have your last name, the email address that you have as well. Let me give it Eastern time there. For my tech team to reach out, I know you said Thursday. What time do you want to do Thursday? Do you want to do 5 p.m. again? I know you love the 5 p.m. because it time flies when you're having fun there.
well, typically by 5 p.m. I've accomplished, you know, everything that needs to get accomplished for that day, but it is not today. So,
Do you want me to put you down for 5 p.m. still? Is that what you would like to do? Okay.
Yeah.
For Thursday, 5 p.m., I'm going to do that for you there. I'm also going to send you, it's going to be a Google Calendar.
Okay.
It's going to have you, myself, and then my tech team CC'd on there for you. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, perfect. Just want to put that in there for you. Okay. And then the, let me see, for billing, are you going to be using a debit card, a credit card, or?
Yeah, I'll give you a debit.
Okay.
And
so,
will that be auto pay?
It will be. So I'll go through a voice verification for you as well. So it'll tell you when it'll be auto paid for the amount each month. It's going to stay at the $249 for you each month, like we talked about last time. You do have the one-time setup fee for today, though. So the first month is going to come out at $348, and then it'll be auto, and then it'll be auto pay for $249 month to month after that.
Got it.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me just make sure I got everything here for you. That's who it was. Okay. And then I am going to stay on the phone with you after the transaction because I want to make sure you get your invoice to the email. And then I'm also going to send you a couple text messages just really quick. And then you'll be all set up here for us for Thursday and then at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay?
Cool.
Okay.
So nothing's going to happen between now and Thursday, right?
The only thing that's going to happen is on our end. So one, you're going to secure the listing. Two, we're going to do our homework here to make sure what's the most popular search terms for the SEO services that we're going to provide for you as well. And then that way when my tech team does get a hold of you on Thursday, they're not coming there and saying, hey, Steven, okay, what would you – yeah. Like we're ready to rock and roll with you at that point. That's what's happening on our end here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And none of my business profile access is going to be interrupted, right? Like you're not taking over my account, you're just boosting it in layman's terms.
So the only thing you're going to do is add us on as a manager, and then we're just boosting it. We're not asking you for passwords or anything like that. We're not keeping anything hostage for you. We're working for you in terms of like letting Google and Facebook know at that point.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So the card that you want to use, does it have your first and last name on it, or does it have the business name, or does it have both?
It has both. So you could use my first name. It should be totally fine.
Okay, and that's Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Yep, and this one has my middle initial. That's M, like Michael.
Okay, and then the last name is S-L-E-Z-A-K.
Correct.
Okay. And then the billing address, is it associated with the 1054 Monroe Road?
Nope. It's that first one you had for me.
Okay.
If you need it again, I'll give it to you.
I do. Yeah. Give it to me when you're ready.
Yep. 4295.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow. Prairie, it's two words. Prairie is P-R-A-I-R-I-E. Drive.
Hold on. P-R-I-A-R?
P-R-A-I-R-I-E.
Drive, you said.
Yep.
Okay.
In Lebanon, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
L-E-B-A-N-O-N.
45036. Perfect. Okay, got that there for you. See, in the same area, just down the street, basically.
yep.
You got it. Nice. I'm sure going
down
to work.
The street matters.
It sure does.
On the street. I don't need anybody showing up at the one down the street.
I always say that, because most of our customers, they work out of their truck, so they just go home, and I'm like, do you want us to hide this address? They're like, yeah, that's my home address. I was like, I don't want anybody showing up to dinner unexpectedly, so
it sure does matter.
Okay, so I got that right there. For the payment method, are you using a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are. I know the first number starts with the letter, with the number 5.
Yep. It's 5582.
Mhm.
1212.
Mhm.
0136.
Mhm.
6357.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0526.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
033.
Okay. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you, Steve. It's just to protect you here. We never sell or share any of your information. We do want to make sure we are always talking to you, so we will always ask you this. It's a verification. So that way we know we're talking to you, but it's also a verification for you that you know you're talking to us about your account here. So
yes, sir.
I have 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. What's the city you were born in?
Kettering, Ohio. K-E-T-T-E-R-I-N-G. Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Let me make sure I got that correct because it blurs that out for me and I cannot see at all. So. Perfect. Okay. I'm just going to put Kettering because it's just going to say O-H at the end. Okay. So I'm just going to put Kettering. Is that okay for you?
Sure thing. Kettering.
Kettering it is for you. Okay. That's going to be your security verification code to unlock your account here with us. I'm going to read off a voice verification for you. This is just going to be the outline service agreement that you and I talked about last time with the Google Business profile, with the SEO, and then the Facebook retargeting campaign. If you have any questions on this, you can just say, hey, what do you mean by that? And then I'll be able to stop and just reiterate what it is or kind of say it in a different way. But I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we take that next step, okay?
Sure.
Perfect. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Restoration One of Cincinnati.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Steven Slazak, business owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Steve, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want me to give it to you now or do you want me to just email it to you so you have it there for your records digitally?
Email, please.
Okay, will do. I will send that over to you as well. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, you're let me know
which
about the others coming.
Which I do have going on, yes. Which I do have going on right now.
Right, but you said
that
it's
not working
doing
on
the
SEO.
Right, right. Okay, perfect. Correct. Perfect. Okay. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is June 3rd, in the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 3rd in the amount of just $249. This will be a recurring payment. Now, Steve, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the email that at the number I will email you, which will be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Understood.
Perfect. And you do agree, right? Hello? Hello? I think.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm still here.
Yeah. I think you connected to something. Okay, perfect. So you do agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I lost you at that point, so I just wanted to clarify and make sure. Okay, so you should be receiving an email from us. Again, there's going to be a couple welcome emails and text messages. I will be sending to you as well as the verification for Thursday. It's going to come in a Google Calendar. You can just hit yes to it, and then it's just going to let them know that, hey, we're going to call you at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Everything went green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here, Steve. So if you want to add, take off, anything like that with the Google Business Profile and the SEO or the campaign for the Facebook, please let us know. That's what we're here for, to make sure that we can tailor fit your needs to those types of marketing services, okay?
Great.
Perfect. Just to wrap up here, you have everything that's in your email. You should have received a text message from us. It should read, Steven, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. That's going to be the last thing that I just need you to do there, and you will be all set up. There should be a link there that you can click on. Let me know if you see that.
Yes, I see the link.
Okay. So if you click that, that's just going to take you to the terms and conditions page.
So I could read the text message and then certify I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card,
Yes, and then you're just going to type your first name, middle initial, last name, and then it's going to take you to a login page with the username and password once you hit confirm. Let me know when you get to that point.
I'm here.
Okay, so you should receive as well the username and password in the next text message. It's going to typically be your phone number, the 937 number, and then it's going to have that password there. Once you put those in, it'll say, we are currently working on your account. Please check back in a couple of days. This is going to be where you're going to be able to track everything with the Google Business Profile and the retargeting campaign through Facebook, okay? Okay. Okay. It'll come in a little bit if you haven't got it yet. And then they just have to build that for you, and then they'll send it on over to you. Okay.
All right.
Well, you're all set up here. I know you're working, so I will give you contact on Thursday. I did send you those emails. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I received those emails. I saw a notification. So
perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll be contacting you at 5 p.m. on Thursday, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll at that point. Okay, Steve?
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Charles.
Okay. No problem. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Yep. See ya. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.